So 10 months ago, when Rick Santorum announced his campaign for president, he was basically a footnote, a former senator from Pennsylvania, largely overshadowed by the brighter stars of Rick Perry, Michelle Bachmann, and Tim Pawlenty. Perhaps he was as surprised as the pundits when he actually started winning primaries. But after nearly a year, Santorum's underdog battle came to an abrupt end yesterday.
We made a decision to get into this race at our kitchen table and against all the odds. And we made a decision over the weekend that while this presidential race for us is over, for me, and we will suspend our campaign effective today, we are not done fighting.
Joining us now, our Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick and Ron Christie, takeaway contributor and Republican political strategist. So, Todd, we can basically talk about this as a two-man race, right? Obama and Romney.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Romney and Newt Gingrich. Yes, you can. Look, Newt's still in. I like to be funny at 6:06. Newt is still in there, of course. Yes, this is essentially a two-man race, much to the relief of many Republicans, finally. Republican operatives inside the Beltway telling me via email, several of them, different versions of finally. One Republican operative telling me last night, it wasn't game on before, it's game on now. So Rick Santorum, you know, after a long campaign and really an improbable one, nobody before Iowa really thought that Rick Santorum could be a factor and that Tim Pawlenty wouldn't be, for instance, and all of the other candidates, Rick Perry, who flamed out and never amounted to much, and Rick Perry, the unlikely candidate, who amounted to a whole heck of a lot, not to mention his 281 delegates, according to the Associated Press, which is something that we can talk about and what happens to them. But it is a Romney-Obama race, and if you want to know the extent of that, the huge ad buy that Mitt Romney had planned for Pennsylvania 2 weeks from now to attack Rick Santorum in his home state and try to outspend him and just obliterate him on the airwaves isn't really going away. In fact, it's being retooled, according to reports, and turned instead on President Obama, which is that swing state of Pennsylvania. So that gives you a flavor of what's to come.
Well, so Ron, you just heard Todd talking about the number of messages he's gotten from people in the Republican Party. Does Rick Santorum leaving the race then buy him some clout with the GOP?
Well, I think it does. I think he was very smart and very wise to assess the state of the race and recognize that there was no viable path for him to win the nomination. The longer that Senator Santorum stayed in the race would mean that the eventual nominee, Governor Romney, would have to spend a lot of money, and we're talking millions of dollars, to try to defeat someone who couldn't win. So I think the Republican establishment tips their hat to Senator Santorum. He ran a very strong race. No one thought he could win any of the primaries, let alone Iowa. The Iowa caucus. And now I think he positions himself as sort of a power broker of what do you do, as Todd Zwillick said, what do you do with those 281 delegates? Where are they going to go? Do they pledge their allegiance to Mitt Romney right now? Do they wait until the convention? So I think there are a number of issues at play that we have to see how it turns out, what Senator Santorum is going to do with his future.
Okay, but I don't want to let you say, let's wait and see. He didn't mention Mitt Romney's name when he suspended his campaign yesterday. However, I wonder, how long do you think, how many weeks before he starts campaigning for Mitt Romney?
I think it'll take a couple. I mean, let's not sugarcoat this. I think that Senator Santorum was under a barrage, under an assault, under a carpet bombing campaign by Governor Romney and his super PACs, those who were affiliated or those who liked him, and it took a toll on Santorum. You saw what happened with Newt Gingrich. The former Speaker of the House was under a similar assault several months ago, and he recognized, well, I can't win, I'm going to make it my mission to ensure that Governor Romney can't win. And I think Santorum will go home, he's going to lick his wounds, and eventually, I'd say a week, maybe two, he'll come around. But I think he deserves and has frankly earned the opportunity not to necessarily endorse Governor Romney at this point.
Well, Todd, clearly Rick Santorum is politically in a much stronger position than he was before he started this presidential campaign when, like I said, he was basically a sidelight. So let's do a little bit of projecting here. What happens with this political campaign? Could he become governor of Pennsylvania? We've talked about whether or not he could be a VP, not maybe get a cabinet post like Hillary Clinton did.
Any or all of those things, it would be pure conjecture. I don't have any notion that Rick Santorum is popular enough at home in Pennsylvania to translate this into a governorship. Let's talk numbers that we do know of 281 delegates. Now, not all of those are committed because not every state had committed delegates. I think about 200 of them are committed and will have to vote, are bound to vote for Rick Santorum at the convention unless he releases them explicitly and says, I now support X, which presumably eventually will be Mitt Romney, but he hasn't done that. The other 80, 82 of them or 85 of them are free to vote for whomever they want anyway because they're not bound. So that's in the immediate sense. We have already discussed on this show whether he intends to or not. Rick Santorum has positioned himself to be a factor in 2016, very strong factor, particularly if Mitt Romney should lose to President Obama. Now,
right.
We don't want to project out to 2016 too far, but having finished strong second place, having courted the love of conservatives, evangelicals, Tea Party members, and others, Southerners across the Republican base, Rick Santorum, no doubt, is in a strong position of second place. I think it's too early to call him heir apparent. There are too many corners to turn, but he's certainly in a strong position to be a party factor, a party leader going forward, particularly if Mitt Romney should be unsuccessful against the president.
Although one of the reasons we don't want to project out to 2016 is because it will presumably be a much tougher primary at that point. You might have Marco Rubio in. You might have Chris Christie in. You could have the former governor of Florida in the race at that point. I mean, that's a long time away.
And so many other factors. I mean, we could be, in 2016, we could be talking about how to deal with the Martian invasion that happened in 2014. You know, we just can't
say. Todd Zwillick predicts Martian invasion. I'm tweeting right now.
I'm going to put that on my Twitter, yes.
Yeah, hold
exactly. So, Ron, you say that this was a very smart move by Rick Santorum. Did he wait too long, or was this timing enough to give him the kind of credibility and goodwill among the Republican Party that he really needed to sustain his political career?
Well, I think he did this around the right time. I mean, there are a lot of people who said, oh, Senator Santorum should have dropped out months ago. I think his presence in the race was a strong one. I think it reminded Republicans of what they're looking for in their leadership, what they're looking for in a candidate, and what they're looking for in a nominee. And that was, we need someone who's more conservative. We need someone who's going to talk about the state of the economy, who's going to talk about the state of the union, who's going to talk about a strong national defense. And I think Santorum made Mitt Romney a much better candidate than he otherwise would have been.
Will Mitt Romney invest in a sweater vest?
Let's hope not.
And also joining us, Karen Martin, organizer of the Spartanburg Tea Party. So, Karen, I want to play you a comment that you made when we spoke to you before. Take a listen.
Everyone's not anyone but Romney like I am. There are some people who really, really have a deep passion for the candidate they're following.
So, Karen, do you and other Republicans now get behind Mitt Romney as the GOP candidate?
I think practically speaking, we have to. You know, I'm sure part of that conversation I followed up with, but whoever comes out of the convention, I'm going to support wholeheartedly because the number one goal is to defeat Barack Obama.
So do you buy this idea that this primary season has been about the character and direction of the Republican Party?
I think it has a little bit, but I also think the primary season has you have to consider also the impact of the Tea Party and the non-Tea Party named grassroots activists who have woken up and really followed a primary season, many of us for the first times in our lives, and just had a lot more input and a lot more conversation swirling around it.
And how do you see that influencing the vote in November?
Well, I think that 2010 showed that more people are awake and alert and ready for action. And again, not just only the Tea Party, but people that are just very concerned about where they see their country going. I do think that the November elections will show a rise in the number of people that go to the polls.
So let me turn to you, Ron Christie. That's Karen Martin, organizer of the Spartanburg Tea Party. Ron, I wonder if you think that Tea Party activists are going to be disappointed in the fall when Mitt Romney makes an inevitable turn toward toward moderation in order to be more successful in the general election.
Well, I think Karen's absolutely right. I think the number one goal of Tea Party activists and many in the Republican Party is to defeat the current incumbent President Barack Obama. While Senator Santorum certainly brought a strong conservative anchor to the race, and I think that Governor Romney maybe perhaps tacked a little bit more to the right than he wanted to, I think the fact of the matter is that the overarching goal is to defeat the president. So no, I don't think that the Tea Party folks would sit home in abeyance of allowing President Obama to have a second term.
And yet, what about the comments you've made before in which you said that this prolonged primary process was really kind of a mistake among GOP party leaders, that it ended up damaging Mitt Romney?
Well, I think there are two things you can look at this. The plus side of it, as I said a few moments ago, was it made him a better candidate. He was better tested. He had the opportunity to stand at the podiums in the debates and to sharpen his answers. But there's no question, if I were sitting in Chicago and David Axelrod had his hands on his remote control, he'd hit the record button every time the Republicans had a negative attack ad against Governor Romney, every time the Republicans took to the stage and had a debate. And I think it gives the Obama campaign much fodder to attack Governor Romney than otherwise would have been there if we had a shorter process. So, yes, I do think he comes out of this primary process a little bit wounded, a little bit licking his wounds, and it will be a uphill but very, very close race.
So, Karen Martin, organizer of the Spartanburg Tea Party, would your advice to Newt Gingrich and Ron Paul be get out of the race now?
No, I think that the longer that Newt Gingrich stays in the race, it has two benefits to the Republican Party. One is that Romney has to continue to talk about and be on record about conservative issues as long as there's another candidate in the race making those same points. And two, to a lesser extent, until Mitt Romney is the presumptive nominee or has the numbers, the Obama administration and his campaign still cannot focus on him as the single, you know, convention of wisdom, yes, he is. He will eventually get there. But another candidate staying in the race does dilute that a little bit.
Well, Karen, I mean, you know that come general election time, Mitt Romney is going to move a little toward the center. You accept that, right?
Absolutely. But the people that are gearing up towards 2012 have also been paying particular attention to the Senate races. And we know that whoever gets into the White House on the GOP side with a strong Senate and a strong House will kind of keep them in line at least for 4 years if they want re-election.
So is there a VP candidate that would make you feel a little better?
Yeah, there probably is a VP candidate emotionally that will make a lot of people feel better. Marco Rubio's name is tossed out there, but I do not think we can lose him from the Senate. We have to understand that the Senate is also a numbers game at this point. I'd feel much more comfortable with someone like Alan West.
All right, so Ron, let's look forward. If Mitt Romney is now going to be the leader of the Republican Party as he campaigns for presidency, what do we see emerging as the main conservative themes as we move into real presidential politics?
Has to be the economy, Celeste. I mean, the economy is not nearly as strong as it should be at this point. There's so many millions of Americans who are out of work and who are looking for work and don't really have any optimism. And Republicans would be wise to say, it's that old Ronald Reagan adage, are you better now than you were 4 years ago? And I think if Governor Romney's campaign were listening this morning, that would be the exact advice I'd give him. Focus on the economy and ask, are we better off now, nearly 4 years later, with Barack Obama in the White House than we were when he was elected?
And if that's his strong talking point, what's his weakness? Is it health care, as Rick Santorum suggested?
I think that's his Achilles heel. I think that there are a number of folks who would say, oh, well, there's a difference between Romney Care because it's a state issue and Obamacare because that's an individual mandate. But many of the voters aren't going to be wise to that distinction. They're going to say, well, Romney did it in Massachusetts. Why is it so bad that Obama did it for America?
Karen, you're going to become a campaigner. You're going to get out there and try to drum up votes for Mitt Romney?
I will. I'm focusing more on our local races and our state races. Yes, I will work for Mitt Romney. Absolutely.
Karen Martin, organizer of the Spartanburg Tea Party out of South Carolina, Ron Christie, takeaway contributor and Republican political strategist, talking about Rick Santorum pulling out the race and the future of presidential campaign in 2012. If you have comments about this, what do you think? Are you a Republican who was supporting someone else and is now getting behind Mitt Romney? Give us a call and tell us what you think about the race as it stands now, 877-8-MY-TAKE. Post a comment at thetakeaway.org.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.